so much, Mr. Chair and members. We've all had a very long day. If you recall, I was here a few weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, on this issue of our licensed midwives and the issue around supervision. And I was actually had some very good discussion in this committee saying, why aren't we removing it? And at that time, the bill just was talking about the ability to buy supplies for midwives. We have moved on and moving further with the bill, and I'm very, very happy with where it is now. Specifically now, the bill tightly defines the scope of practice of licensed midwives, authorizing them to only attend cases of normal birth and pregnancy, while removing the requirement of physician supervision. The bill defines normal birth and pregnancy for this purpose. It excludes such cases as breech births and multiple births. And as you know, physician supervision has been in name only. There's really been that impossibility of ever making it actually happen. And the medical board has been seeking a solution as well to this issue. And we felt there was also women's health impacts because of the malfunction of how it was currently. So AB 1308 allows for a woman who may not meet the written definition of a normal birth to seek a referral to a physician who can determine if her condition is likely to affect the course of her pregnancy or birth. If it is not, she may be accepted as a patient by a licensed midwife. The bill further increases the informed consent requirement so that provisions for physician referral are outlined when a woman is accepted as a client, and so that all clients fully understand the scope of practice of a licensed midwife. Additionally, the bill improves patient safety by recommending hospital pre-registration, requiring licensed midwives to provide medical records upon hospital transfer. And that's in the case if that was necessary, and of course, no one hopes that needs to happen. But I think this is one of the really important safety for women issues that is addressed here, and requiring the licensed midwife to speak to the receiving physician about the status of labor upon transfer. This ensures that physicians have up-to-date information about a patient to maximize positive outcomes. So those are some of the very critical and important changes that we were able to bring about through a lot of stakeholder process and many, many meetings. I have with me here Shannon Smith Crawley of the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. That's why we call it ACOG, because it's too long a name. And Constance Rock of the California Association of Midwives.
Before we do that, we're going to establish quorum. Roll call, please.
Lou.
Here.
Emerson.
Here.
Block.
Here.
Corbett.
Here.
Galgiani.
Here.
Fernandez.
Here.
Hill. Padilla.
Here.
Weiland.
Here.
Yee.
Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Shannon Smith Crowley, representing ACOG, sponsors of the bill. And we sponsored this because we have been working with the medical board and with the California Association of Midwives for a number of years, trying to come up with satisfactory regulations, which we never can because we can't get physician supervision for a number of reasons. So whatever regulations we've been trying to do just are never workable. So what we're trying to do is, unlike some of the other practitioners, such as nurse practitioners and physician's assistants, that already work within the medical model. The midwives are specifically working in the midwifery model, and they're working on their own. They're generally not employed. If they are employed, they are employed more in terms of their working in office on procedures, not delivering babies. So because they really are working very separately, we need to try and figure out a way how to bring them in and work with the physicians in a collaborative fashion, because all the data show that the best outcomes are when you have that collaborative working relationship. And you have a situation, say, for instance, during the course of the pregnancy, something like a urinary tract infection. That's something that needs to be diagnosed by the physician, can be treated, and then the woman could have a normal pregnancy. But an untreated urinary tract infection could lead to preterm labor. So it's very important that the woman gets it treated, and that there's a comfort factor also with being able to be referred to the physician, and that the physician is going to be able to essentially say at some point, this woman's normal, she can go ahead with seeing the midwife. And so that there's not the fear of once you send a woman to the physician that you're never going to get her back. So during the consultation during the course of the pregnancy is very important, and we want to make sure that the physicians are involved. And probably what's most important that we're trying to fix with this bill is because there has been either a dysfunctional relationship and or just lack of a relationship, there's a lot of unknowns about a midwife transferring a woman to the hospital when in need. And a lot of times these transfers are for pain management. They're not necessarily emergency. But we want to make sure, especially in the emergency situations, that there's no question about being able to transfer early and for the midwife to be able to know what's going to happen to the patient when she gets transferred, and for the receiving physician and staff to get the information that they need so they're not operating blind on this course. Now, we would have liked to, we talked to CHA about adding in some provisions to have there be protocols developed so that it's clear what's supposed to happen to a woman upon transfer, and they persuaded us that was really was not appropriate for statute, but that's something that we'll continue in discussions at the Midwifery Advisory Committee. So we think we've made a lot of improvements in the bill. We are making one thing that we're doing to make it easier for physicians to be able to consult, because our national organization has guidelines that say you can consult and work with certain kinds of midwives. And with a certain level of training, is we have eliminated the potential loophole that could have allowed apprentice-only trained midwives, and that's going to be eliminated, and that will make it easier for our physicians to consult with the licensed midwives. So appreciate everybody's efforts on this bill. We think it's a terrific bill, and we hope for your aye vote.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Senator Weiler and I would like to move the bill.
I was going to do the same thing.
If we could have the testifying be brief. Does anyone else want to speak in favor of the bill?
Just briefly, we are very much in support of the bill. We're very happy with the agreements that we came to, and they're all things we can live with and believe will improve care. California Association of Midwives.
Hi, Jennifer Simoes from the Medical Board of California. The board currently has a supportive amended position on the bill with the amendment to address physician supervision, which this bill actually now addresses, but we haven't had a chance to bring it back before our board to see the most recent amendments. However, the board does believe that this bill will remove many barriers to providing care, which will help to ensure that consumers are protected. And this bill will also help the board to more effectively regulate licensed midwives. We respectfully request your aye vote.
Any other witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? Questions from members?
I was just going to make the statement. I'm very glad that the parties had an opportunity to work together and come up with this great version of the bill. Thank you very much for doing that. And if the motion hasn't already made, I'll make that motion.
Roll
a
call.
Little bit of a miracle.
Yeah.
Frankly?
Lou? Excuse me, Lou?
So this is a roll call, and it's what? Due pass to?
Back to the Senate floor.
Okay.
Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Emerson?
Aye.
Emerson, aye. Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hernandez? Aye. Hernandez, aye. Hill? Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Weiland?
Aye.
Weiland, aye. Yee?
Aye.
Yee, aye.
Hill is chairing EQ and yes.
Okay. We'll put the bill back and call for absent members.
Thank you very much.
And can someone call Senator Hill?
Thank you.
Open the roll call.
Call the absent members.
Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Okay. Vote passes 10-0.
Bill is out.
Thank you.
Meeting adjourned.